What does it mean to be an intellectual heir, which is what Ayn Rand called you? Is it important that there is always an intellectual heir for Ayn Rand's work? What if the claim is interrupted? Can it be reinstated? All of that meant is Ayn Rand's way of saying, Pigov knows my ideas better than anyone else. So take him as my philosophic spokesman. That doesn't mean she's giving an endorsement in advance of anything I say, but simply, from what I know, he's less likely to misrepresent than anyone else. And in that sense, my philosophy is in his hands. It's like a parallel to being a legal heir. My property is in his hands. It means only that. Now you say, is it important that there always be? Well, no. The farther in time from the source, the less important. Because the more written material there is, the more it's understood. There's no guardian necessary or possible. Imagine if today we had an intellectual heir of Aristotle still saying, this is Aristotle and this isn't. So there's no problem if the quote chain is interrupted. This is not the Catholic Church. Objectivism is not a dogma, and I am not the Pope. And moreover, I'm not leaving any quote heir unquote. It's up for grabs. Thanks very much.